Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Diane DeRista is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Diane is the president of DeRista Communications, which is a consulting firm that specializes in helping companies like yours and mine communicate with greater impact, whatever that might be, in writing, in person, in our presentations, our proposals, the speeches we give, or helping us to get up the nerve and the moxie to give that speech that we might not have given. And she's got her book has been re-released in a revised edition, Knockout Presentations, How to Deliver Your Message with Power, Punch, and Pizzazz. And she's our new friend, Diane DeRista. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. Diane, one of the reasons why I'm excited about your book and about what you're doing is because I see a direct connection with the things that you talk about with where the marketplace is going. For some time now, as I look out across the social media landscape, what I see is the way customers are gaining more and more control over the relationship that they have with us through the social media tools and something I call online customer communities. Mm-hmm. What that means is customers in the future are not going to be as influenced by our marketing messages that we hire other people to do for us as they are going to be wanting to connect with us based on our own voice. What do you think?
Absolutely, Jim. I'm so glad you said that. I'm going to send you out as my spokesperson because that is exactly what is happening. In fact, I say that today speaking is the new competitive weapon.
Yeah.
People don't want some spokesperson. They want to hear from you.
Voice, in your values.
Absolutely. And not only that, but I also believe today, more than ever before, we need broadcasting skills because your success depends on how well you present yourself, your
right.
message, and your value.
Mm-hmm.
So think about YouTube, think about blogs, think about podcasts. You need to be able to present yourself.
Well, and those are the kinds of media that customers are gravitating to. They like it. It's entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
It's what I've been saying, and we've actually changed our tagline for my parent company, and it's the tagline is this, Diane. It's more than marketing connection.
Absolutely.
And that's the future, isn't it? It's not as much marketing as it is the connection.
It is the connection. People want to get to know you on a personal level. They want to know, who are you? In fact, every audience is thinking three things. Number one, who are you? Do I like you? Can I trust you? Number two, who are you to tell me? Meaning, how have you earned the right to speak about
right.
this? And number three, with them, what's in it for me?
Mm-hmm.
Why should I stay and listen to you?
Mm-hmm.
And that takes good presentation skills. You've got to be able to answer those three questions.
It does. And so see, I'd see a direct connection between the business owner's ability to connect with customers with public speaking. I see a connection between if we can help people understand that they are experts on something, and that put together the right way, it can be interesting. What they do could be interesting to anybody. And if you can do that, if you can deliver a short presentation in front of a crowd, you can then, it'll be easier for you to write a blog post.
Definitely. All of this is connected, Jim, and I always say there are no boring topics, just boring speakers. And anybody can be effective. Gifted speakers are born. Martin Luther King was born with a gift. But effective speakers are made, and that's what I do. I work with people as a speaking strategist to help you get to the level so that you can connect with your clients. And let me say that as small business owners, speaking is one of the most underutilized and yet most powerful ways of marketing. We can't afford glitzy advertising campaigns.
Right, we don't have the budget.
And direct mail can be very expensive. But it costs you nothing to get in front of a group, and if it's your target, here's the benefit. they then see you as the expert. So the next time they're thinking of a dentist or a printing company, who are they going to call?
Mm-hmm.
You.
Right.
It's especially like driving a car.
Especially if you have come across as an expert. But I think some people have a hard time believing that they're experts. And folks, if you're successful in your business, you're an expert.
Yeah, that's a myth that you're not an expert. Or that another thing people do is they give the audience too much power. Well, you have something they want. Otherwise, they would not be there
mm-hmm.
with you. You
mm-hmm.
are an expert in some area. And so talk from your knowledge base.
Another
people
thing,
want to hear what you have to say.
You said something a minute ago that I want to come back to, because I think this is something that's often overlooked and it's important. You talked about what makes you think that you deserve my time.
Right.
I think that the way we're introduced when we're speaking, when you're speaking to a group, the way you're introduced is very important. And the two things where mistakes are made, I think, Diane, number one is the speaker doesn't prepare a bulleted, fairly short and succinct introduction
yeah.
that tells the audience why they should listen to that person. And number two, the introducer doesn't always do as good a job introducing the person as they should.
You're so right, Jim, and I have actually blogged on that topic because, to me, the person who introduces you is your warm-up act.
Mm-hmm.
And they can make or break your presentation. If they just read from a paper dispassionately, there's no pizzazz, there's no energy, and then you have to work harder. And by the way, if you want to read the blog post, it's at businesspresentations.blogspot.com.
Okay.
But yes, you want to have a good introducer, and the mistake people make is they think that an introduction is a bio. That is not the same as a
It's the worst thing in the world you can do for an introducer, for you to hand the introducer your bio where they go through all the places you went to school, your children, your grandchildren. I mean, that's horrible.
I tell my clients to write something, a real short introduction, because then that gives you the control of how you want to be positioned and then hand it to someone and ask them to read that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's really important. And get to do that because I think it's the right thing to do for an audience to say, okay, I'm not so interested in his topic, but this sounds like an interesting person I'm willing to sit here and listen to.
Right. You know, there are a lot of myths and a lot of mistakes out there around the area of speaking and presentation, and that's why I included that in my book.
Which we're going to, when we come back, I want to go through a few of these. Folks, this will help you. And every week, civic centers are looking. You could do that. You could learn how to do this, folks. I know it's the number one phobia in the world, but you can overcome this if you understand that some of the things that you're worried about are myths. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back with Diane DeResta. Welcome back. It's 23 after. Mark Knopfler on game there with the Dire Straits, that's a great song. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. We've just for you. You got lots of stuff you can do there. No barriers to entry. You get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. And you can listen, you can read, you can ask questions. Check out my blog, subscribe to my newsletter. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Diane DeResta is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend. She's the author of Knockout Presentations. It's the new revival. Diane, tell us how we can find your book and find you online.
You can find it at Amazon.com, or you can read a chapter on my website at DeResta.com. That's DeResta, S as in Sam, T as in Thomas, A, DeResta.com.
All right, so check that out. Are you on any of the social media sites?
Yeah, I was going to say, all right, so you're Jim Blassingame.
Jim Blassingame at Twitter.com/Jim Blassingame, right.
And I am Speaking Pro, so we'll
right.
have to connect.
Exactly. No, let's follow each other right away.
Yeah.
I'll take that right away. So, one of the things I want to talk to Diane about, folks, I want her to talk to us about is some of the myths that she talks about in her book about speaking. And folks, I can fully appreciate the concern that people have about speaking, but I will tell you this: it's like anything else, Diane. Once you do it, the next time gets easier.
Oh, with everything.
You just gotta get that first step behind you, don't you?
Absolutely. It's like driving. You weren't
a
driver the first time behind the wheel. It takes practice.
Yeah.
And as I said, anyone can be effective.
So let's talk about some of these myths. Of course, the first one is, I'm not a public speaker.
Well, that is truly it. I once gave a presentation, and then I was in the restroom, and I overheard someone talking. By the way, that's the best way to find out what people really think. And she said, oh, I thought you were a public speaker, but I don't public speak. And I wanted to shake her and say, yes, you do. You leave voicemails, that's public speaking.
Right.
Do you ever give a meeting update at your job? Public speaking. Do you network? That's public speaking. So people misunderstand. They think if they are not in front of 100 people on a stage, then they're not speaking in public. That's not true.
Right,
we're
exactly.
All public speakers. And as I said, with now social media, YouTube, if you want to be credible in terms of building your brand, you have good presentation skills on YouTube.
I want to go to one of your last myths, and I'm going to jump around a little bit because we're not going to get to all of them. But one of the things talk about is don't be nervous. That one of the myths is you shouldn't be nervous.
Yeah,
I've been doing public speaking for decades, and I still am nervous before I give a speech.
Yeah, and I will if the stakes are very high, but what I get nervous about is more the logistics. Do I have all the right material?
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, people spend energy trying to eliminate nervousness. You want a little bit of that because all that is adrenaline.
It's how you seek excellence.
Exactly.
In my opinion.
And so just breathe into it, know that you know your material, and embrace it, because what you resist will persist. Don't try to fight your fear, but embrace it.
And what I found,
and part of it.
What I have found, Diane, is that I do have those jitters, a little nervousness before I go out, but the moment I start, they go away.
Yeah, it's just getting started, and that's mm-hmm. one of the most common questions. I'm fine once I get started, but how do I get started? And I always say, then turn the tables. Start by asking a question,
right.
Because that gives you time to pause, breathe, and put the spotlight on someone else.
What about the audience? One of the myths you talk about is someone once said, look over the heads of the audience. I prefer to look them right in the eye.
Exactly. The most important thing in any speaking is relationship. You mentioned it before, the connection, and we connect through the eyes. So what you want to do is break up the room into sections and people. Find friendly faces. Don't look at the person who's scowling. Forget them. Find someone else.
You know what I do? I'll actually point to someone.
Uh-huh.
I mean, when I'm gesturing in a speech, I'll actually point at someone and engage them in a speech maybe. Or, you know what I mean? They won't necessarily speak back to me, but I'll just kind of bring the audience in a little bit.
Yeah, anytime you can make those personal references, it makes such an impact because now it's a one-on-one. So the less contact is, make it a one-to-one experience, and you'll be more connected, and you'll be less nervous.
One of the things that I do whenever I can, whenever I'm giving a speech, is before. Oftentimes it's at lunch, you know, or there's I'm there before, you know, quite a bit before the event. And as the audience is assembling and sitting down, I actually walk through the audience, mingle among the tables, and make eye contact and.
Yes.
And what I found is that when I get up on the stage, it's not like, you know, I'm up on the stage and they're down there. It's, you know, we've already made contact.
Exactly.
What do you think about that?
The relationship. It's great. You're working the room. You're coming into the crowd. And that takes confidence. And I have a chapter called Solar Stake, which shows you how exactly to do that. But
right.
That's a great technique, Jim.
And I don't, one another one, I like this myth, memorizing your speech. That is a
yes, because here's what happens. If you forget a word, I can't help you. You're now blank.
Yeah.
But if you have basic message points or bullets and talk about that and you forget what you're going to say, you can say it a different way. The audience never knows.
Don't memorize.
Familiarize.
Don't write your speech with bullets that help you stay in the flow, the proper organization, but then talk about what you know between the bullets.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Give us that website one more time, Diane.
It's www.deresta.com, D as in David, I-R-E, S as in Sam, T as in Thomas, A.com.
.com. Hey, Diane, will you come back and help us with the proposal presentations? You do that, don't you?
I'd be happy to come back, Jim.
We'd like to have you come back and do that. We'll do that another time. Thanks, Diane. Diane DeResta, ladies and gentlemen, their book is called Knockout Presentations. She and I will be, I will be right back after these messages. Oh,
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.